Last week, I began the homily or the reflection series on prayer. And we'll be looking at the prayer over these coming weeks from a variety of angles and investigating different aspects of prayer all the way up until the beginning of Advent. And we'll look at what prayer is and how beautiful the individual's relationship with God is. And what prayer is all about, the deep intimacy with the Lord, about sharing life with Jesus and God the Father and the Holy Spirit, about being in communication with this God, interpersonal dialogue with God who loves us, sustains us, created us, redeems us, sanctifies us. And the interior life is about making progress, going deeper, to always plunge deeper into the mystery of this love with Jesus Christ. But prayer takes on many forms. There's a variety of examples, a variety of expressions. And last week, we had the great example of petition of the woman and the unjust judge. She's going before the judge and begging him to change his mind, to look with favor upon her life, upon her case. She shows us that we too should go to the Lord day in and day out with our prayers, with our stresses, with our issues in life, and ask Him to bless them and change them. But this Sunday, we have another parable, but one that takes on a little bit different form. Jesus gives us the parable of the repentant tax collector who knows that he's in need of God's mercy. This tax collector just makes the beautiful prayer, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." What an incredible prayer. What beautiful humility and wonderful simplicity. He knows that he needs the Lord's mercy. He knows that his life isn't perfect and that what his actions haven't been up to par. But he knows he needs mercy. He's completely honest with himself and with God and saying that, "Lord, be merciful. Be merciful to me, a sinner." Now, on the other hand, we have this Pharisee in the gospel, and he falls flat on his face. We've all read this gospel many times, but I think if you're like me, you still cringe a little bit when you hear him say, when you say his prayer. You're thinking, come on, this isn't how you're supposed to pray. This isn't what you're supposed to do. When he confesses his own righteousness and others' guilt by saying, "God, I thank you that I'm not like these other men," your jaw just drops. Really? Who prays like this? But then as I'm thinking about it a little bit more, it's almost like a mirror where you kind of see yourself a little bit in this and realizing that, oh, I do this a little bit. "Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner." But he compares himself to the other guys. And he, of course, sees himself as the cream of the crop. He sees himself as the best. He fasts. He prays multiple times a day. He's great. He doesn't need a redeemer. He doesn't need the mercy of the Lord. He just needs to be affirmed. But from these two figures, very different, contrasting, polar opposites, we have an excellent example of prayer life. For us, in our own interior life, for our relationship with Jesus Christ, it's important that we confess our sins to Him, to look carefully at our lives and see those times where we've had sinful behaviors or attitudes, and to remind ourselves that we need the Lord's mercy, that we need to pray, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." Practically speaking, though, what does this look like? How do we go about doing this, of confessing our sins regularly, nightly, maybe, and then often in the confessional, maybe once a month or so? And I think the nightly could take a variety of forms, but I think my favorite way is the examination of conscience before bed. Every night before bed, going before the Lord in prayer and looking over our day, of seeing those interactions with others, or maybe those circumstances at work or with our family, that we have failed to live generously, or maybe that we haven't been loving, or that we've broken one of the Ten Commandments, or maybe not lived up to one of the Beatitudes. And the key is to be completely honest with ourselves and to be completely honest with Jesus in those ways that we've sinned, in the ways that we've fallen, in the ways that we need the Lord's mercy, and we need Him to reach out and touch our lives with His grace and change us. And these examinations will be great fodder for entering the sacrament of reconciliation, where we get in a very intimate way and tell the Lord that we're in need of His redemption, of His mercy. But this might leave one final question. Why? Why do we have to confess our sins and our relationship with Jesus? Maybe is it to keep up this notion or the idea that we always kind of vaguely hear about Catholic guilt? That Catholics kind of get branded or get a bad rap for stirring up guilt in others and using guilt as a motivation for change or a motivation to give more money or something like that. And I think it strikes all of us odd that we want people to go to confession so that we can keep people feeling guilty and leave the heavy burden on our shoulders. That Catholics do this confessing, whether in the sacrament or nightly before bed, to keep guilt up. It strikes all of us as odd, I think at least. But on the other hand, I think confession is important because it makes us sorry. It allows us to be sorry for our shortcomings, for the ways we've offended the Lord. And it allows us to tell the Lord that we're sorry and that we love Him so much. That we love Jesus, who loves us so perfectly, who died for us on the cross. And if the prayer life's about loving Jesus, if it's about sharing life with Jesus, if it's about giving everything to Jesus and opening that dialogue between us and Him, about communicating with God, then part of this should probably be telling Him when we messed up. The same goes true for a marriage. Part of being in a relationship, a marital relationship, is about being honest with your shortcomings, about saying you're sorry, asking for forgiveness. And that's a loving relationship, one with great dialogue, great communication. Shouldn't this also be true for our relationship with Jesus Christ? If we truly love Jesus Christ, we really just want to give everything to Him, and we want to share the divine life with Christ, with the Holy Spirit, our Father, we too are given, we get the opportunity to tell Him that we're sorry. To tell Him, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner.